Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why a farmer is rising for a 15-hour day, and a trucker is beginning a 5-day journey, and ADM is turning corn and wheat, soy and cocoa beans into your favorite foods. Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why so many work so long and take their job to heart. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. Today I want to say a few things about bird flu. In the last 2 or 3 months, the national media has sounded the alarm about a possible bird flu pandemic. Okay, there is some risk. Anything can happen. But to me, our biggest risk is if the problem becomes even more widespread in Asia and they destroy their chickens, and they will then no longer find it necessary to buy our corn or soybean meal for feed. That's our greatest risk. The next concern that I have is if the press were able to frighten our own consumers here at home to stop eating poultry, and that also would hurt our grain market. The least of our concerns should be to worry about a deadly outbreak of bird flu here in the United States for a couple reasons. First, here in the United States, we don't have the type of avian influenza that they have in Asia and parts of Europe. We've had a different strain here, not transmittable to humans. And finally, the biggest reason why we are safer here is because we use a modern cage production system which protects our birds from contact with migratory birds. You've seen the pictures in Asia where humans have contracted bird flu. Well, they're living with the chickens. They're all over the place, even in the house. They mix with migratory birds. Should we be surprised that they're at a greater risk? And just a note, we may not always be so safe here if the animal rights people get their way, because they want to open the cages and let our chickens run free. But that's a program for another day. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.